to Chairs No Waiting, episode number 411, listener feedback number 32. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by and check it out. They got some neat mouse pads. Mayberry Choppers is one of them. You can watch Barney or have Barney right there on your desktop watching your computer for you. If you don't like that, you can get a sweatshirt or a hoodie, all with Mayberry Choppers on it. Great looking things. A lot of people love them. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check them out. The executive producer of episode number 411 is Larry Granger. Larry. Hey, thank you. Larry is one of our awesome podcast supporters. Larry is a patron. He actually supports us over on Patreon, and he actually donates $5 an episode. Man, Larry, thank you so much. That is exciting that you think every one of these episodes is worth $5. And so since Larry thinks that, I try to do as good as I can. And who am I, by the way? I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank Larry for being executive producer and for all the support he's given me, along with all the other patrons. And as I said, I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is always great to be here in Mayberry with you. Every week we get to spend time talking about our favorite show and enjoying each other's company. Now, this is a listener feedback episode, and we also, of course, have our This Week in Mayberry History report coming in from Randy, and we'll hear that later in the episode, so stick around for that. It's awesome. He's doing a great job, and wow, if you're not getting his daily emails he's putting out at the Gomer and Goober Pyle Literary Guild, I hope I got that right, over on Facebook, if you're not getting those, you need to go over on Facebook and get them, and you can also go to turnersgrade@gmail.com. You can send him an email there, and he'll make sure you get an email every day that has a link to the daily Today in Mayberry History. So we're getting a treat because he's doing it weekly for us, but then we're also getting a treat because he's doing it daily if you just want to get those as well. So thanks to Larry and to Randy. So thanks for both of them helping support the podcast. Now, what are we talking about this week? Listener feedback. We're doing some listener feedback. The first one we're going to do is a voicemail because I like other people calling and talking to us. And so I want to do the voicemail first. And this one's from Joseph. So, Joseph, go ahead and take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Joseph Carter again. I was thinking about emailing you, and I thought, I'm just going to call him like I usually do. Alan, I just watched your podcast on Bernard Fox, and I love that, sir, because I'll tell you the truth, if I'd run into him on the street, I would have not even connected him with Dr. Bombay on Bewitched. Now, I never was much of one to watch Bewitched that much, but I would have immediately locked into, oh, my gosh, Malcolm Merriweather. And, Alan, I mean, I loved it. I loved the interview you had with him. And, I mean, just thank God that you were in his presence before he left us. But, Alan, I just want to tell you how much I love your show, as you know. And I love that one. I love every one of them. And I've got a whole list of them, the whole, you know, encyclopedia of them since I've got on your show. But, Alan, I appreciate you, sir. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And you have a great day. Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thanks, Joseph. Thanks for taking time to call in. Now, if you didn't hear that episode, what he's talking about is episode number 406. Now, I recorded it. This came out back in December the 20th, actually, of 2016. So if you hadn't heard it, it's called Bernard Fox Remembered. And I'm glad you enjoyed it, Joseph. Sorry I'm just getting around to playing your voicemail. But I'd listen to it. I would listen to it as soon as he sent it to me. And I've been saving it to be able to use on one of our episodes here as we went forward with some feedback, because I've gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of you guys, I really do appreciate that you're taking time to do it, especially if you call in like Joseph did. And Bernard Fox was a really special person, and I'm with you, Joseph, that I'm so glad I got to spend some time with him and to just be around him when I could, because it's pretty amazing. I think I mentioned it in that episode, on episode number 406. I can't remember at this point, but there was one time I got to go out to California, and I was out there with Betty. It was actually, I was there because of Don Knotts' memorial service. I was able to go out and be a part of that and go to the memorial service. And The next day, I went out to lunch with, and it wasn't just me, several of us went out to lunch with Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou. And after lunch, we sat around there at the, it was the Hollywood Hilton, I believe is the name of it, Hollywood Hotel. Hollywood Hotel, that was it. We sat there and in the lobby area off to the side, and it was Bernard Fox and Betty. And they sat there and told stories about all the people that they'd met. And wow, what a great time that really was. Bernard knew everybody, Peter Sellers, Peter O'Toole, pretty much any British actor. Bernard knew them and had known them for years. And he would tell stories about them. And I just wish I'd had a recorder to have been able to record the things he had let me record, to be able to share with you guys, because he was a fount of information. So again, thanks to Joseph for the call. I appreciate that. All right. So we also got some feedback that was just written. And this first one I'm going to read to you is from, this is from Dennis Marshall. Dennis, he lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay. So he says, "Hi, Alan. This is your Mayberry friend and podcast listeners." There's two of them here. It's he and his wife, both from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Dennis and Linda Marshall. He's also known as Rube Sloan over on the iMayberry community. We've been kind of out of touch for the last few months because of a devastating flood. Oh my goodness. Back in August 14th, 2016. Oh my goodness. He sent a picture here too. He sent a picture. It says the first picture shows the flood waters rising just before we had to evacuate. So he's got a picture here of his entire, you can tell it's like maybe a cul-de-sac. Well, actually maybe just a corner lot here, but there is water all the way up the driveway. You can't even see the yard. There's mailboxes underwater. It's amazing in this picture. But he said, "We've been out of touch because of that." And there's a second picture, that shows that after they were starting to recover and rebuild that he had sent me as well. So they had stripped all the stuff out of the house. You know, there's furniture and everything out in the front yard. It's just a horrible mess. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that. He says, "We've been out of our home since August and staying with our son, Eric. We're hoping to get back into our home in a few weeks." So we're hoping so too, Dennis. Sorry to hear about that. "Not been able to follow the podcast each week as we had before, but we still replay your podcast as we find the time and watch a few Andy Griffith Show episodes just to keep our sanity. I just wanted you to know that we love your podcast and it brings a lot of smiles and laughter during times that seem dark and troubling. Hopefully we'll get back to Mayberry days in Mount Airy, North Carolina again and meet with you and many of the other Mayberry friends. As a quick side note, an observation about the Andy Griffith Show, check something I just recently noticed. In the episode of Black Day for Mayberry, in that episode, Barney is looking through the phone book while the agents were waiting." We'll wait. "Are you going to tell me anything you're going to tell us? We'll wait." Ugh. So while he's doing that, he's looking through the phone book, and the book, the phone book he's reading, and we've talked about this previously. I couldn't find the episode, so I'll look for this again. But it was the phone book actually says Dobson, Mount Airy, and Pilot Mountain. So the phone book Barney's holding actually says that. If you look really close, you can see it. He says, "You've probably already seen it, but it was a first for me. Anyway, keep up the good work because you help so many of us enjoy the Mayberry life." And that's from Dennis Marshall. But Dennis, thank you so much. And yes, I had seen that before, and I thought I had done some screen captures of it and talked about it on a podcast, but I could not find it. So as I looked for it today, I was not able to. So if I can't find it, I will do screenshots, and we'll post those screenshots on a future episode here on Two Chairs, because I want to make sure everybody has seen those. You can see Barney when he's holding it. It's right there. You know, you can definitely see them. But I just didn't have time to try to go and do screenshots and find it, because I think I've already done that. And so if any of you listeners have already seen these, because I'd shown them before, because originally I thought it was going to be in a podcast episode I'd done, number 201, called Black Day for Mayberry. That's where I thought the pictures were, because there's pictures of Barney and the folks waiting there. That's There were pictures of that, but I could not find the phone book pictures. So either I didn't post them to our Facebook page, it's episode number 201, Black Day for Mayberry, or I didn't ever talk about it. And I just saw them and never mentioned it. So thanks for bringing that up, Dennis, and we will check into that further, because that's another little bit of trivia that needs to be over at mayberry.info, our website, which I couldn't find it there either. So that means I may have never covered it. Thanks a lot. Next up, we got a little email here. This one's from Larry Taylor. Now, Larry was suffering. He was suffering. Oh, he's suffering. So I hate to hear it, because he says, I'm on vacation in Maui. I know all of us are feeling terrible for Larry. But Larry, thank you for taking time to email me while you're on vacation in Maui. That's amazing. He said while he's there, he said, I needed a haircut and just randomly picked a barber shop. And folks, I cannot say the name of the barber shop, but because here's what the letters are. Okay. So it's LAHAINATOWNE. Lahaina Town. Maybe Lahaina Town Barbershop. That's where he went. Anyway, so he needed a barber, and he found a random barbershop called Lahaina Town. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, and I'm sorry, but that's where it was, which featured a good old basic haircut, he said. And so he entered expecting what the ad said was typical haircuts. But he found a ladies salon. So it was a ladies, it was still a barbershop, but it was a ladies salon. It wasn't an old fashioned barbershop. Now, Jeff, he's the barber. Okay. He sat him down and gave him a good old basic haircut, he said. When he finished, we started chatting, and he asked if I wanted to go upstairs to see the barbershop he's building. So this salon where he went, this barbershop he went to, has a salon in the bottom part for the ladies. But Jeff, the barber, he's building a barbershop upstairs. So they went up there, and lo and behold, he found a vintage two-chair shop. Two chairs. And I got the magazines to swing it. So they went up there, and he said it was a two-chair shop. He's close to getting it opened, and even included a collection of old electric guitars on the wall. So that was kind of neat. He said, I smiled and said, a two-chair shop. I almost expected to see Floyd here. Of course, that was added as Floyd's voice for emphasis. And Jeff looked at him saying, he's only here in spirit by pointing to what was on the wall behind him. And here he sent me a picture of Jeff with what was on the wall there at his barbershop, which is a copy of the Mayberry Gazette newspaper that you can see that says local barber captures an escaped convict. Now, it's a full size one. This is the size of a newspaper. It's a copy of the original newspaper that was used on the set. There were several of those sold a while back, and so they were available, but it was a full size. I don't know what size that would be. Maybe it's the size of a newspaper, the width. So is that about 18 inches, maybe 18 inches by about 11 and a half inches tall. So that's how big it is. The size of a newspaper. It says Mayberry Gazette, local barber captures escaped convicts, and it has Floyd's picture on it and everything. It looks exactly like it. Anyway, so Jeff, the barber, he said he watches episodes of the Andy Griffith Show every day, and Larry told Jeff about my podcast. So he said, aloha, Larry Taylor. He's in Maui, but he's from Mesa, Arizona. So thank you very much, Larry, for writing in and for providing the picture. That was really cool. So, wow, he was in Maui. Folks, Mayberry is everywhere. So we often think, Mayberry's only in the South or the North Carolina area, or maybe the Southern United States. Folks, this guy's in Maui. He's got his barbershop, and he's got Floyd hanging up on the wall. Mayberry is everywhere. That's awesome. All right. And the final one we're going to cover tonight is from Adam Davis. So here's another email from him. Hello, Alan. This is Adam, also known as Gone Pile, in the chat room. He's here most nights. He said, if it hasn't been covered already, I'd like to suggest a topic for future podcasts. Now, folks do this, and I really do appreciate it, because you guys email me or call in with voicemail about possibilities for a podcast. He said, I've been listening since 2014 Mayberry days when I met you in the Floyd character. I've since gone back and listened to right many of the older episodes of Two Chairs, No Weddings, but not to all of them. Anyway, I was wondering your thoughts on how some of the characters changed over the course of the show. That's a good question. And leading into Mayberry RFD, I've been watching some of the color episodes lately. As he said, he hasn't seen them all. Gone Pyle has it. This is Adam. And I can't help but notice Andy's character changing. We've all noticed that, I do believe. I do recall it changing a little bit at the start of the show. And I remember the first couple of episodes, Andy was a little bit more of a Hick-type character. And then he became more logical and laid back and the show as the show went on. I've been noticing Andy's character starting to change again in the color episodes, the later ones. He seemed a little more irritable and grumpy. Is there a reason why he became this way? Could it have been something offset that was bothering, maybe tension between him and some of the cast members? While I do enjoy many of the color episodes, I definitely get a different vibe when watching these episodes. I'm also noticing Goober's character slightly changing, which we've never talked about. He says he seems a little bit smarter and quicker, not as goofy as he was in the original, in the black and white shows. Anyway, if it hasn't already been a topic, I figured it would make a good one for an episode. Also, if you noticed any changes in characters as time went on, maybe mention those too. I really enjoy the shows that look forward to every Monday. So thank you very much, Adam. Thanks for taking time to call in. Now, we've talked about that possibly before. Never done a whole episode on it. But yeah, Andy's character definitely changed. And you guys watch the shows all the time, so you're as aware of it as I am. In the beginning, when the show was first proposed to Andy, he was playing more of a Will Stockdale type character. No Time for Sergeants. You remember that movie, or if you've seen the movie, you may have seen the play, but you know, Andy was the star of that. And in that, Andy played a much more hickish, I guess would be the right word, much more country person who had a lot of common sense, but maybe not quite as much book learning at the time as what you would have said. But that was the character he played in that movie. And I do believe that the Andy Taylor character originally was going to be he was going to be the comedian. He was going to be the funny guy on the Andy Griffith Show, because he was going to be a Will Stockdale type character as the sheriff. Of course, when Don Knotts became part of the show, Andy worked with Don. He saw Don and said, well, it was Andy's decision, actually, to change the whole thing so that Andy became the straight man to Don Knotts' comedian as Barney, because he just knew it worked. So we got to give Andy a lot of credit for that, because the comedian, everybody knows, you know, Laurel and Hardy, they know Abbott Costello. But the funny one is the one everybody always remembers the most. And the truth is, while Andy Taylor was the star of the Andy Griffith Show, what do people always tell you? You know, that the color episodes, they don't like them as much because Barney's not on there, right? So Andy would have been the comedian. He would have been the funny one. He would have been the one that everybody would have liked, possibly, had the show been as big of a success if Andy had done that. But Andy, being as wise as he was and looking forward, he chose that Don Knotts would be the man. He would be the funny guy. And wow, what a blessing that has been to us. Now, of course, so his character changed and he became more the straight man. When Don left the show, that left a big hole in the show that they tried to fill. Now, you see Andy Taylor, the character, change a good bit. Now, what you really see, though, is there was a special kind of a love relationship, I think, between Andy and Barney. Barney was Andy's best friend. They had been together forever through school and everything. And Andy really looked out for Barney. Barney did a lot of stupid things, and Andy looked out for him. And as time went along, you know, he loved Barney so much that he didn't give up on that. He continued that relationship. Well, so when Barney left, Andy Taylor did not have that kind of relationship with Goober and Emmett and Floyd or any of those characters. He didn't have the same relationship he had. So what you see is frustration. Can you imagine? Let's just pretend the Andy Griffith Show were an actual real show and you are Andy. A real place. And you're Andy. You're the sheriff of Mayberry. You're the only sane person. Well, you know what I mean. In that group. And these guys do some of the dumbest things you've ever seen in your life. Don't think. I know some of us that are older have children. And when your child does something that's just, what were you thinking? There's a frustration. There's a frustration there. But you love them. So you try to accept it and go on. That was Andy and Barney. Now, if you have that same situation as somebody who is not your child or not your loved one, and they do those things, what do? You're a little more grumpy. You get a little bit more frustrated. You get a little bit more. So the Andy Taylor character, I believe, was very faithful to that experience. He didn't have Barney anymore. He had Goober and Emmett and Howard and doing stupid things. And Andy had to put up with it. I think that Andy Taylor, that's why he seems grumpier. Because we're not seeing him interact with somebody he loves. He likes those guys. They're his friends and he likes them. But it's not that same relationship he had with Barney. It's not. I think that's the difference. That's the big difference. He would get frustrated with Opie, and he was grumpier. There's no doubt. But maybe that's just the way it is, because you got to think about it now. Opie in the first 5 years when Don was on there, when Barney was there, Opie was a little kid. He was little, and as by the time he got into the color episodes, Opie's starting to get to teenage years now. All you parents, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. When your kids get up a little older, they're a little more exasperating, So Andy's reaction to Opie was similar, I think. So while Andy is definitely more grumpy when he's in the color episodes, I don't know if that's not just a normal human progression of behavior. So anyway, that's our psychology lesson for the day. I hope you guys hope you enjoyed that. All right. So, and now let's go see what's heading over here. A little bit of music, please, gentlemen.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
The great Howard McNear was born on January the 27th, 1905. As Alan talked about in Two Chairs No Waity number 389, Howard's first professional acting work was in old-time radio. While he excelled in comedic roles, his early radio work was often serious. Howard worked in radio for several years before serving in World War II, and when he got out, he created the role of Doc Charles Adams on the popular radio serial Gunsmoke, a role he played from 1952 to 1961. Howard's first film role was in an uncredited appearance in the 1951 classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still. These early radio and film appearances demonstrate just how intertwined so much of the acting community was at the time. Gunsmoke also included the character Chester, played by Parley Baer, the future Mayor Stoner. In The Day the Earth Stood Still, the cast included Francis Bavier, the future Aunt Bee, and Hugh Marlowe before he was Mr. Maxwell collecting folk music recordings. The film's female lead was Patricia Neal, who was also the female lead in Andy Griffith's first film, A Face in the Crowd. You get the idea. Of course, we Mayberry fans will always treasure Howard for the role for which he is best remembered, Floyd Lawson. Howard first appeared as Floyd about midway through the first season. His frenetic, nervous mannerisms and hesitant speaking style provide, I think, some of the funniest moments in the show. Indeed, the one thing consistently said by other actors about Howard was how challenging it was to try to get through a scene without bursting into laughter. Howard appeared in 8 episodes each of the first 2 seasons and had appeared in 5 episodes of season 3 when he suffered a debilitating stroke shortly after the classic episode, Convicts at Large. I have always believed that a large part of why the Andy Griffith Show was so successful was the people behind the show were legitimately, quite simply, good people. It would have been the easiest thing in the world to simply write Floyd out of the show. Instead, the character continued to be referred to until Howard was able to return near the end of the 4th season. And accommodations were made so he would not have to stand for long periods, and to later hide the fact that he could not walk well. His vocal pattern was slower than before the stroke, but it actually accentuated his already faltering speaking style and made the character all the more endearing. That's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. And you can head over and be a part of the Gomer and Goober Pyle Literary Guild. And so you will not miss anything that's going on here related to what Randy has been doing. Definitely want to encourage you to do that. And if you can't do that, you can go to turnersgrade@gmail.com and pick it up. So you got 2 options. Sign up over on Facebook and get a daily Today in Mayberry History. Or you can head over and get the email, which will send you, give you a link to go to there. So, folks, it's definitely worth going. You love this podcast. I know you love the Andy Griffith Show, and Randy's doing a lot of amazing work. So thank you to Randy. And it was great. I hope you enjoyed the theme music and everything. We've got that now. We've got it set. So, folks, I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. I hope you're enjoying the things we're bringing to you. Mayberry just continues to grow, and I am enjoying myself. And, that's a good part because we're at what, 411 episodes. So if I'm not enjoying myself, I would probably start getting ready to close down a little bit, but I am enjoying it. I invite you to come over on Monday nights. Most Monday nights, we do it on, do a live podcast, the live version. So you can watch on video and talk to each other in the chat room. I definitely want to encourage you to do that because that is great fun. Folks have fun. We're doing this one on a special night because I can't go on Monday night. So this is on Sunday night, but we're having a good time. So folks, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank our patrons at patreon.com. And if you'd like to give donations to help keep the show going, to help pay for hosting fees and stuff, head over to patreon.com. Go to the 2 Chairs No Waiting, click the link there. You can donate to the show. Folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 or email me at floyd@imaver.com, and you can be on our next feedback episode. So until then, folks, have a great week, and we'll see you right here on 2 Chairs No Way.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.